Okay, so he had two daughters,
mm-hmm.
and you're related to the Boker, is that how you say it?
Boker.
B-O-W.
And his father was a doctor over in Chalmont. They used to go back down, he'd go down the Holly Road down to Chalmont, that back road to call on her.
Yeah,
my grandfather, Boker, was a doctor, and he was killed at the Hoosick Tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
The he used to, when people got hurt at the Hoosick Tunnel, he used to go right down in and help them, the doctor.
Hmm.
But he got hit by a train coming out the tunnel.
Oh, jeez. Who's Ruth?
Ruth is my sister, Ruth. Boker.
What a cute smile she had there.
Oh, and that's our camp. After we had the skiff house, my parents built the camp on the Ashfield Road, and that's...
Was that near Spruce Corners?
No. On the... you go out Williamsburg and keep going about a mile or so, and it's on the right.
Okay.
Gray house. It's still there.
So relatively close, though.
Pardon?
It's close by.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the kids in town used to walk up there to swim in the summer. And when I was here, my mother babysat for me when I worked. And she told me if I put a swimming pool in the backyard, she wasn't going to babysit anymore. She did enough life-saving. Because every kid in town, it was just far enough for the kids to walk up there every day and swim. So she babysat the whole town.
I'm so glad
this is a swimming pool. And this chute, my father had a friend that worked at the Electric Light Company, and they built the chute. And this is a swimming pool up there at the camp.
I'm so glad you could come to the open house a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That really made it special having you there.
Yeah.
So
and
thanks for coming
out. Where you have your kitchen was the room where they had it all dark because my grandmother was very afraid of thunderstorms. Because two or three times it hit the cistern there and took out the windows in the house, broke the glass window.
Ah,
so
was the cistern made out of iron then?
I don't know. I somewhere in these I've got a picture of it made out of the other stuff.
Yeah.
The wood. I don't
right.
know which it was when.
That was probably really scary.
Yeah.
Well, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get tired, if you don't want to answer anymore, just say, that's it.
Okay.
I need a break. Okay. So first, who were your two parents? It was?
Mine was Charles Boker and Dorothy Packard.
Packard.
Boker.
Oh, by the way, you and I are cousins.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Fourth cousins, once removed.
Oh.
I looked it up this morning.
Uh-huh.
And how many siblings did you have?
I have three. Two girls and a boy. And I just had a new great-grandson. I have 12 great-grandchildren.
12 great-grandchildren. How many children of your own?
I had three children and five grandchildren and now 12 great-grands. Now there's all my, my son, the top two are my son's children. The three in the middle are my daughter Jill's children, and then in the back bottom is Albert and Jenny, my daughter Judy's children. And Jenny was the one that just had she has two boys and a girl now. And Albert and Mary aren't married and don't have any children yet.
Okay. And who did you get married to?
William Gordon Connell. He was from town.
Williamsburg? From Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Or the Berg, I guess, as you call it.
And I didn't date him until he came out of the service. He was in the 150th Combat Engineer Group. And he was in the Battle of the Bulge, the Crossing of the Rhine, D-Day, and all the major battles of the
war. And made it back home safe.
Yeah.
That's good. And then you two courted each other when he got back?
Mm-hmm. And I worked at Westover during the war.
What was, the Air Force Base?
Yeah, and I was in the supply, and I took care of the paperwork for when the crews came in to train, when they got all their flight equipment, their clothing.
Wow.
I had the paperwork for that. And one...
Were you considered a civilian employee, or were you in the uniform?
Civilian, but I did get one of those award things. But the last time we processed crews, we processed two groups of 500, and it was Christmas Day.
Wow.
But that was, the war was winding down, so that was the last time we did that. And there was a young man that was in the line that sang in the Chesterfield group that used to sing on the radio. I don't know, that was before your day. But he sang the Lord's Prayer. Everybody stopped in the line and they sang the Lord's Prayer. And it was beautiful.
Well, that's a good memory.
Yeah.
And what do you remember about your Packard grandparents?
Well, my grandfather Packard.
Is his name Harold?
Harold.
Is that what he went by?
Yeah, Harold.
Harold. Okay.
But we used to call him Grand. He was the type of man that was busy every minute. He never, like, we'd have a picnic down Florida, because we used to go to visit them in Florida and winter, go down, stay a couple weeks. We'd have a picnic, and he'd go to the picnic, but he'd sit there at the table, and he knew how to make stuff out of those pine needles off of the big pine needles down. He
right.
used to make plates and stuff. Instead of sitting at the picnic like everybody else, he would.
So he was a little bit of a workaholic?
Yeah. Well, didn't want to waste any time.
And who did he marry?
He married my grandmother lived up on the top. She was born up on the top of Village Hill. The homestead is up there, the Wells. She was a Wells.
From Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that house is still up there that they owned. And they owned from the Village Hill Road over to the Asheville Road. They owned the whole great big place. And when she was a little girl, she sat up there on the hill and watched the Mill River flood go down.
Oh.
So...
That must have been horrific.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you see any characteristics of your grandfather in your mom? Did those two get along well?
Yeah. But the one that, the grandson that kind of reminds me, Albert, he keeps busy all the time.
So some of that got passed on then.
Yeah, and he's a carpenter.
Do you know what your grandfather's middle name is?
H.S. Packard, Harold.
It was Stockwell.
Oh yeah, Stockwell.
And do you know what your great grandfather's name was?
Great.
It was Nahum Packard.
Nahum Packard.
What? And his middle name was Stoll.
Stoll. Paul. Oh.
Because.
And where did he? I never knew. Was he born up in
Plainfield?
The Wilcott. Where they had the Wilcott reunion all the time, and we used to go to it.
In Plainfield?
No, it was on the way to Plainfield.
Oh, in Goshen.
Yeah, up on. Is that where he was born? The Wilcott? Because we'd go to the Wilcott reunion. And I can't remember. It must have been his side that had Wilcott's.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look back.
Mm-hmm.
But then Harold's grandmother's name is Sally.
Sally.
Stoll.
Stoll. Oh.
And then her father was David, and that's in my line. That's our connection. Mm-hmm. So we actually owned that store in the 1830s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went to the Packards.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a family connection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it got passed on that way. At least in Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
But the name Stoll isn't familiar to you at all?
No.
No?
No, I never heard that mentioned.
Okay, I have some.
And I used to have a little booklet, but I don't know whatever happened to it. That when they'd have those Wilcott reunions, they had a booklet and they had all the names of all the relatives that were in that little booklet. And there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And a
lot because that's a big name.
Went to those reunions.
Yeah, there's a Wilcott Mill in Plainfield, so there was a family connection there, I'm sure. Somehow, did Harold and or his wife have any special roles in the community?
Well, I showed you the letter that my grandfather wrote to his mother when he was elected.
Right, he was a...
I still have that if you want to see it again.
Well, I got a copy of that.
Okay.
So that was, he was like a state representative?
Yeah. And he was very friendly with Calvin Coolidge.
Oh, the two knew each other.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because he lived on Round Hill and Coolidge lived on Round Hill at one time too.
How would you describe what Harold looked like? Or his wife?
Well, she had a pug, pulled her hair back and a pug. I must have some pictures here of her somewhere. And you saw this one.
Oh, I love that one. That's great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who.
Boy, those pictures are precious.
Yeah. George, somebody, and my mother.
George Blanchard and Dorothy Packard. Well, that's got to be up in Plainfield, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a little girl there. So that could very well be here. Nice socks.
Here's a picture of the cistern in the Plainfield house.
Yeah, I just took a picture of that. It's hard to tell what that is. It looks like there's two parts to it.
Oh, here's some more Plainfield ones.
Oh, it's good to see the house next door. It's just amazing that that porch is still there. I'm going to have to rebuild it, though.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one, though.
That's Lizzie Packard.
And yeah,
Susie and Harold. Oh, Susie's the horse.
Yeah.
Who's Lizzie? That must be a sister or something.
No, they call my grandmother Lizzie.
Oh.
Lizzie Packard. And here's another one of her, and this is their house they built in Florida.
Okay, in Florida the state or in Florida the town in Massachusetts?
Altamont Springs in Florida.
Grandma. You called her Grandma?
Yeah.
Somebody Packard picking oranges down, must be in Florida.
Yep, my grandfather. He had planted himself on an orange orchard, and he used to cross pollinate. He'd have grapefruit growing on orange trees.
This is your grandfather?
Let's see.
I can read the name Packard, but I can't read the first name.
Yeah, that's him up now. Up in the orange tree. Yeah? Or grapefruit. Looks like grapefruit.
Do you remember what their politics were or religion?
They were Republicans, I think. And they went to the Protestant church, not Catholic.
Right. Do you think they went to church in the Congregational church in Plainfield?
Yeah.
Did you ever attend with them in the summer?
Yeah, I think so. And I've been up there. Well, if you're going to be living in Plainfield, you probably know about it. At Memorial Day, the town of Plainfield puts on a lunch at the church, and it's a free lunch, or it used to be, I don't know if it still is, but they used to have a lunch there at the church, and then they'd march up that road to the cemetery.
Yeah, I know that well. Did you happen to know Arbilla Dyer?
Yes, I knew Arbilla.
Yeah.
And her sister.
Priscilla.
And Arbilla used to come in to where I worked once in a while. I worked at the Registry of Deeds in Northampton for 24 years.
That's where you know her. Because they spent a lot of time down there. They were trying to find every deed that dealt with Plainfield.
Yeah.
And they had all these little note cards for all these deeds. It was pretty amazing.
They'd come in and when I was working and I'd visit with them because I knew them anyway because I knew them from staying at my grandparents. When I was a little girl, I stayed up there quite a bit in the summertime. I don't know how come I ended up staying up there all summer, almost 1 year.
Do you remember any special food that your grandparents had? Was there a typical dinner?
No, but they liked succotash, and that's why my son has got succotash bean bowls out here because we like succotash in the fall too. I don't know if you've ever had succotash shelled beans and corn.
Yeah.
Some people use the other kind of beans, but that's not good.
Are there any recipes that your grandmother had that you were passed down to you?
Well, we have a wacky cake that we make, a chocolate cake, and then we have a cake we can use with blueberries or raspberries or any kind of a fruit. We may have a recipe that we make that was her recipe.
Sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm. Good, and they're easy to make.
So you think those two are the oldest people you remember?
In the family?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because on my father's side, he was killed before we didn't ever meet my grandfather Bowker. We know my grandmother Bowker. But I knew both my grandmother and grandfather Packard.
Did your grandfather have any siblings, do you remember? Uncles, aunts, your great uncles, great aunts?
Yes. We had my grandmother's side, the Wellses, one of her brothers built a house right below where the homestead was, and he had a son, Lester, and a daughter, Mary. And Lester had a wife, her name was Helen, and they had, one of the girls lives up in Chesterfield. She married he's the police chief up there. Nancy Wells. Can't think of the guy's name. But they live up in Chesterfield. And I see her once in a while when I go up. Might run into her at the Chesterfield Parade.
Oh, yeah. I went to that this year. Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We go and we eat breakfast at the firehouse.
That's
it,
right?
We always sit on the corner where the church is on there and watch the parade.
Well, I was across the street this year.
Across the street.
Yeah, from that. Were there any special holidays that you remember having your grandparents here? Or did you go there like for Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving?
Well, we used to go there and have a Thanksgiving dinner before they'd go to Florida for the winter. They'd go right after Thanksgiving. They'd come back the 6th of April, I think it was, every year.
Okay, are there any family heirlooms that have come down to you from the Packard side?
Well, let's see. I'll show you something that's pretty nice. Plates and a pewter tea set, and I had a set of this, I would really have a lot of money.
So is this like a toy set?
Yeah, it says, but these are pewter plates.
Yes.
From over to Deerfield. So.
Oh, this is neat. I love the little knife. It's almost like a little cheese knife, yeah, or spread knife. And little pewter spoons. And these came from your grandfather.
They were my grandmother backwards dishes. Doll's dishes. And this is another little thing I got from them.
Oh, a little salt?
Salt and pepper.
Pepper.
And somebody told me in the old days everybody had one of them at their place.
Yep. The salt one's nice because it's metal. I don't know if it's silver. I think it says sterling on there.
Might be silver. I haven't polished them.
Because a lot of times they're glass.
Yeah. I think this was my grandmother's napkin holder.
LMW. Would that be Wells?
Yeah, it was Wells. I was up to my Aunt Mary's one day and I was admiring that and she gave it to me.
Well, that's a very nice aunt.
Yeah.
That's a neat little piece.
I have one piece of the china that my grandparents had. We're all wondering who got all the china.
Wow, that's neat.
And me, maybe you can reach it.
That's now a bathroom.
Oh.
I think it used to be like a pantry.
Yeah, it used to be a china cabinet. And they had all kinds of sizes and shapes of this pattern there that my grandfather sent overseas for my grandmother.
From England.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's beautiful.
And it was when they both passed, it was still, the china was still in that. And I don't know who got the house or who got that china, because Virginia Caldwell tried to find out who got it too, and my daughter tried to find out who got it, because it had all kinds of stuff that went with that pattern.
Somebody made sure you had the nice coffee pot here. That's neat. I could just see a whole set of this.
Yeah. The whole pantry was full. All kinds of cups and little plates and saucers and everything they had that went with it.
Well, let me ask you about the house.
Okay.
And let's start from the top and go down.
Okay.
All right, so the third floor attic.
That was bedrooms up there, but when we were kids, they didn't allow us up on that third floor. I don't know why.
Were they bedrooms for adults?
I think my aunt, my mother slept up there. Because when I went up one time, there was some little dresses still hanging on the hangers that the kid that were the girls when they were little, and they were still there. But for some reason, I don't know if they were afraid we'd fall out the window or what, but that was a no-no. We weren't allowed to go up on the third floor.
Do you remember one window there or two?
I think there was only one.
Okay.
And the stairway wasn't open the way you have it. It was closed in.
All right. That would be more typical for it to be closed in. Yeah, we were looking at the outside brick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two windows now, one at each end.
Uh-huh.
And one window would clearly have been added, because it doesn't match the style of the rest of the brickwork. So it was after him, someone played around with that. I'm sure that helped ventilation up there.
Yeah.
I bet it was hot in the summer up there.
And I noticed that we didn't go up this main stairway that was there that they always used. You put up the new stairs. But up the top of that stairs was a living room, and you have a bedroom there now, I guess, because they didn't have any living room downstairs because of the store.
When you went upstairs, were there two doors there or one?
There was one going into the living room and one into the bedroom.
Okay. So take me into the living room. Do you remember?
There was a fireplace in there.
Right. Still is.
And it was set up as a living room because that's where they entertained their company. Because they had the store down there, and then that where they're underneath the stairs, that pantry, and then they had a dining room like table there where we ate.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't go into the big room until after it wasn't a store anymore. That's where we had our Thanksgiving dinners, in the storeroom.
Oh, in the big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember what they do with the horsehair couch. They had a horsehair couch in there that, oh, you sat on that, you were in trouble.
What colors were the walls? Were they painted or wallpapered?
No, they weren't wallpapered, painted. There wasn't any wallpaper.
Do you remember what color? Was it mostly white?
Maybe beige.
That's the color it's going back to.
Oh.
Okay, when you're on the second floor, was there a way to get into the barn?
Yes, there was.
And where was it? Was that where the stairs are that you came up?
Maybe. It was in that end. I don't know if it was off. If there was a. Off that dark room? Might have been off the dark room, because there was a way to get into the barn up there.
Yeah. Especially if the outhouse was in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember in the floor having a a trap door that opened?
No.
In the dark room?
No, I don't remember that.
No? You can kind of see the outlines of it.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, maybe they brought stuff from the barn and then sent it down to the store that way.
Maybe. Because the barn had the outhouse, and us kids used to go in the outhouse, and there was a window in the outhouse into the stall where Susie was. Because we used to get a stand up on the thing and kind of bug Susie, but she kind of enjoyed it, I think. Because she'd be in her stall there and lonesome, and I guess she used to whinny at us, you know, when we'd get in and stand on the seats in there and talk to her through the window.
So where the kitchen is now, that was the dark room. And did they just use that for storage?
I don't think they had much in there. It was just a room where they all went when there was a thunderstorm to keep from, if the windows were blown out, they wouldn't get cut or anything, I guess. That's why they did it.
And your bedroom is where the laundry room is and bathroom today, right?
Yeah.
Did your bedroom take up that whole wall? Like the wall that's there now between the bathroom and the laundry room, that wasn't there?
No.
Okay.
It was just
so you kinda had a long
small
room.
Bedroom there, right off of the master bedroom where my grandparents slept.
So yeah, probably at one time that was a maybe a nursery.
Yeah,
right next to
right
the,
off of the
Okay.
Because I don't know if there was a crib in there or not. Could have been a nursery before.
Do you remember any window coverings? Were they just shades, or did they have curtains? And
well, they used to have curtains because one of the chores of my Aunt Mary and my mother, when my grandmother and grandfather would come home, or before they came home, they'd go up and they'd wash all the windows and all the curtains and hang them back up so the windows and curtains were all clean when they came home from Florida. They used to take a day of it and kind of make a fun thing out of it to get together and go up there for the day, spend the day and do
get
that.
Get things ready. Did that beige color go all the way into the bedrooms?
I don't remember.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Were there any objects in that house on the second floor that you think were really important to your grandfather or grandmother? Something almost sacred to them, like kids could never touch.
Well, we didn't go up. We used to just walk through the living room when we'd go up there. Because we used to, there was a bedroom. There was the living room right up at the top of the stairs, and then there was a bedroom there. And then my grandfather had his top hat in a closet in that bedroom that he used to wear when he went to, when he needed the top hat for his big job. He had to have a cane and a top hat, I think, when he went to. And the top hat was one of those that used to, we used to play with it. And one of those that closed up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. We used to get the dickens for doing that.
Well, what do you remember about your grandfather or grandmother's passings?
Oh, I remember when my grandfather passed. It was a home funeral. They put him in where the store was in there. And they had the viewing. And the funeral, somebody came and sang. I don't remember who it was, but they had the funeral there. And then we went up to the cemetery.
So he died before his wife?
Yeah.
And did she stay on in Plainfield?
Yes, I think she did. I think Mary Wells, a relative, used to go to Florida with her. And my sister June went one year, too, with Mary and June. And June went to school down there.
How old were you when your grandfather passed?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
so you don't remember, like, the dividing up of stuff for...
No, because it went to Mary and her husband and my mother and their husband. But I, when I got married, my grandmother, they were breaking up her house, which I was lucky because I've got the cherry table that's in the other room.
Is that from your grandmother Packard or your grandmother?
Packard.
Can I put this back up on the shelf for you?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want anything to happen. Do your children know about that coffee pot?
Yeah. Yeah. This came from my grandmother's house.
So it came from the Plainfield house?
Yep. And I went to the Alamo in Texas.
Let me grab my camera. Be right back. You went to the Alamo?
Yeah, I went to visit my brother one time. And they have one.
So your grandmother's desk is at your grandson's house.
This Justin nightstand came from there too. It's a curly eye maple. And this stand I shoved. My mother had somebody come and value him one day. And the man saw this nightstand. He wanted to buy this in the worst way.
And you turn them down.
Yeah. I wanted it myself, and he wanted to kept more up on the price than it was worth.
So you think that was your grandparents?
I think it came from one of my grandparents. Grandmother Bobmore was supposed to be the doctor in Chandler. But he came originally from Burniston. And his father was a doctor. He had three brothers that were doctors, too. A doctor, Alphonse, Bobmore, and Pat Ball, one in Greenfield. And my father's son was the doctor.
All doctors. Well, you must have been a proud father.
Yeah. And they all went. College to be doctors, I don't know how we managed that, but
So up on that second floor, was there any water?
No, they had those. I used to have one upstairs, but I don't have it anymore. You know, those old-fashioned bureaus with a
basin.
Glass jar and a pitcher on it and a pot. And you opened up the door and there was a pot in there. They're china, all of them.
Right.
And that was in that bedroom. And my grandmother, every morning, she would have two things, one for each hand, and one had clean water in it, and the other was empty. And she'd empty the pot into one of them and rinse it out with the clean water. And that was her job. Every morning she'd go around the whole house that had one of those and empty it.
When you were there in the summertime, did you have chores you had to do, or did they just let you play?
They let me play. And then my grandfather's wife's brother. And I don't know if we've got it. I guess we don't have any pictures of it anywhere. He built us kids a playhouse. There was a playhouse in the yard there. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he made table chairs out of the boxes that people had shipped to my grandfather stuff in.
Yeah.
We had little tables and chairs, and he fixed it all up nice. But I don't know why they took it down. I guess they thought we were getting too big for a playhouse, or why they took it down, and what they did with all the furniture. They probably burned it up.
Yeah.
Because we used to play in there when we'd go up there, and it was a nice play, a beautiful playhouse.
So the two fireplaces on the second floor, were they actually for, they burned the wood right there?
Did they
have a stove?
I don't remember their having the fire bit going when I was there.
Oh, because you were there in the summer.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you don't know what they heated with or anything like that.
They had a big stove in the big living room. They had a wood stove that they heated with in the fall before they took off for Florida.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. This is kind of an odd question, but where would your grandmother take the trash? Was there a trash pile somewhere on the lot, or did they burn it on the lot, or did they have to take it somewhere?
I don't know. There was a wagon in the barn that they might have taken it out, but that stuff that there was out in front of the house, there was a ditch with a thing, and that's where she used to throw that water that she'd walk out there and dump that water.
Oh, I can't imagine that smelled very good.
No. But maybe she threw more water from the cistern down there after. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, how about the first floor store? So the kitchen of the house was on the first floor in the front of the building.
No, in the back.
It was in the back.
Because that stairway that came in went up, then the pantry was here, then we'd use this for a dining room, and then there was the kitchen. And then the sink was here on the wall toward, and she always had a pump. She never had running water.
Was the pump in the house then?
Yep, like it was right in by that the sink or in the kitchen. And there was a doorway onto the porch from the kitchen.
A big doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she'd always, after she'd do the dishes, she'd always rinse out the towel that wiped the dishes and hang it on the line that was on that porch.
In there now, somebody's redone that kitchen.
Oh.
But there's one set of cabinets that I think is really old.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to make other cabinets look like that.
Yeah.
So it's a nice white two-level cabinet. It's pretty nice. But, yeah, because today it seems weird to have a kitchen there and on the second floor. Mm. You know, it's hard to...
Well,
then that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because whoever built... Did you build a kitchen on the second floor, or did somebody else?
Someone else did. Probably in the 1960s.
They probably just lived upstairs rather than live downstairs.
Yeah, there was an antique store downstairs for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. So the dining room and the kitchen are on one side. And then, so if somebody came calling on your parents, would they come to the door at the kitchen or the door that leads up the stairs?
The one that goes up the stairs to come, if they're coming to call, and they go up to the living room.
Okay, so that was really the front door, so to speak.
Yeah.
A beautiful porch.
And the porch was there.
Okay.
And then where the outhouse was, did they take some of that down, some of the barn down at
sea? The whole barn's gone.
Yeah.
It's just a garage that was put up 20 years ago.
Yeah. Because...
Do you remember anything about what happened to the barn?
No, but I remember playing out in there on a wagon that was out there. We vaguely were going on a trip, and we did all played on that wagon.
So the barn had two levels. On the first level, the horse and the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a buggy or sleigh?
No, it was a wagon.
Just a wagon.
That they used to bring out to the field, I guess, when they... My grandfather had gardens out there.
In the field.
Past that red barn. Do you still own the red barn that went with the house?
No.
Past the Stetson house, there was a big barn there that... And he owned all the way down that whole field where somebody built a new house, and he owned all that.
All on the same side as the brick house?
Yeah. That's where he had his gardens out there, where that house is.
Okay. Because there's a barn there now that was turned into a house.
Yeah.
But they told me that came from the red house across the street.
No. That was my grandfather. I used to go up in that barn. He used to have stuff stored in that barn. That was his barn.
And the barn that was connected to the house, what was on the second floor? Hay? Apples?
Well, he had some hay up there, I think. And stuff that was stored up there for the store.
Yeah. Oh, I wish the barn was still there.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they took that down.
Yeah, me too.
Hmm?
Yeah, I haven't really pieced all that together yet, but working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the store itself, so the store was just one half of the first floor.
Yeah.
So there was a door in between, right?
Yeah. The door were the... I call it the little dining room. There was a store there, a door there that went into the dining room and the pantry and the kitchen.
Okay. And so during the day, your grandfather would be working in the store.
Yeah.
Did he have anybody working for him?
I don't know. Because I was kind of young when... I remember the store being there when I used to go up the first few times I went up there. But after that, he gave it up, and it was one big room that we used to play in and we used to be able to go into.
What did it look like in there? Were there counters or displays?
It was counter and shelves like a regular store.
And what type of goods were in there?
Vegetables and canned goods and stuff that a country store would have.
So more like a little grocery.
Yeah, a little grocery store, yeah.
Could you get things like fabric there?
I think so.
Okay.
Kind of like my dad's store. He had everything in there.
Was there candy in there? Do you remember that? Was there a candy jar or something for the kids?
Yeah, they had candy.
Do you remember any signs in front of the store entrance? Did it say Packard Store or anything like that?
I think there might have been one up over.
Do you remember what it said?
Packard Store.
Okay.
or H.S. Packard. Because he had H.S., Harold S. Packard. Because he had that on our store, where my dad had the store, but then my dad must have paid him off or something, and he had Charles A. Walker store on there.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, so they really did inherit the stores then, the two daughters. Do you remember anything about customers coming in there?
Yeah.
Were there characters that you remember? Or
yeah, there was one guy from the Graves farm that used to come in, and the only thing he bought was Milky Ways. He'd buy cartons of Milky Ways, and that's all he ate.
Oh, jeez. That doesn't sound very healthy.
No. But I guess he lived on a farm, so he probably got stuff from the farm.
Yeah.
And cows and stuff. He got milk from the cows and eggs from the chickens. And so, but that's what he'd buy. He'd come in the store and he'd buy a big box of Milky Ways from my dad.
So out in front of the store, you had the cistern on the corner, right? And where did the water come from for the cistern? Was there like a line into it?
I guess.
Okay. Maybe that was part of the aqueduct company. They had like a little water company up there for a while. And then, so you had the door to the upstairs and then the door to the store. And then did people come up in like a half moon-shaped driveway?
Yeah.
And then the barn was over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember anything about being able to weigh things there? Like figure out the weight of a wagon that you drove up or?
I don't remember.
Okay. That was a long shot. I didn't know if anybody knew that.
But they might have. They could have.
On the back side of the house, there's a shed. Do you remember that at all?
The one off behind the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that used for?
They used to store stuff in there, but I used to play in there, make it up. And then when they put a bathroom in, did they put a bathroom in near that on the other side or something? Or in
perhaps
that back room?
So you think they might have added a bathroom in the shed part?
Out in that end somewhere.
Interesting.
But I'm not sure, because I don't remember their having a real bathroom. Where is it now?
It's on the second floor, there's one, and on the first floor where the pantry used to be is a bathroom. And then they have like a half bath on the third floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where the pantry was.
Under the stairs.
Oh, that's where all those dishes were.
Right.
The whole shelves of them. There was rolls of them in there. And we all wondered who got them.
Do you remember in the shed there was a giant door that opened into the yard on the other side?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because they used to drive the wagon out that door. When they'd go haying or something, you'd need the wagon.
Well, that was out the back door of the barn.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the back door of the shed that was attached to the house that you played in.
Wasn't anything attached to that.
So it was mostly stuff for the store in there?
Mm-hmm.
Dry goods and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because in that one off the store that we used to play in there, and there was a big shelf that they had stuff stacked on the shelf in there. But we used to climb up on that shelf and play there.
The shelf is still there.
It is?
Yeah. And I thought maybe that had been there a long time, so I wondered if...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's empty right now, but I'm sure I'll find stuff to put up there. I'll have to crawl up there and play around. Just like you.
Yeah.
When you went up there in the summertime, do you remember playing with neighbor kids at all? Did you have special friends up there that you'd hook up
with? Well, I used to play with the Billings. They lived down the street. There was a young man and a girl. And then there was Lena Benjamin had, you know, the Benjamin house, where the, I don't know if it's still there, I didn't notice. It was right out back on the right. In the corner, like, there was the Lena Benjamin living, then the Stetson house was here.
Yeah.
Is there a house still there?
Yeah.
That was Lena Benjamin's house, and she had a girl that was staying, a state girl, I think she was. And she used to come over and play with us, play with me when I went up there. Then there was a family in the house behind, and at, I don't know if it was Christmas or Halloween, she used to make baked apples, sugared apples, and boy, were they good. She used to let me have one once in a while. But she had a lot of kids, though, but I can't remember what the name was.
Yeah, that house is still there. It's a great neighbor.
Yeah.
His name's Bill Shepherd. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have any chores. You attended church. Do you remember any other businesses in Plainfield other than Harold's? Were there other stores up there?
Well, there was another store down on the right that I think they sold gas plus at a store.
Across from the town hall and church?
No, that was a Packard store. That was another Packard store. And one of their girls married somebody in Williamsburg. But she's gone now, and her husband died too. When the son comes back for high school reunions sometimes.
That house is being auctioned off in a couple weeks for back taxes.
Where the store was?
Yeah.
Because there's a girl, I don't know what her name is, that comes down to our senior center. She has a van, a white van, and she said she was living there, but I don't know where she's living now. But she's still in Plainfield.
Huh.
And she comes from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh.
Because she was, I don't know, she was taking care of an older lady.
Maybe she's the renter in the Duffel Dyer place.
She has a great big dog that looks like a little horse.
Oh, gee.
Probably you, I don't know if you've ever seen her in town or not, but she is in Plainfield, but I don't know where she is.
Were there any little motels or hotels? Bed and breakfasts? Where you could rent a room for a night?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Then is there a Hale still living up there? Or did he die or something?
Hale?
Yeah.
I don't know of any.
It's on the right before the Dyer house.
Yeah, that's not the Hales.
Not anymore?
No.
There was a guy that used to sell.
It was a Terrell. Lived there for a long time. Carol.
Yeah. Carol. And he sold, the Hale bought it from him. But I guess he must have sold it again or something, or isn't
there.
Yeah,
that's the brick house you're talking about down there. Yeah.
And he used to sell. Did he have antiques or what did he do? He did something different.
So we had a little.
Fred Darrell.
Yeah.
Fred Darrell?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he did. Yeah. I think there's somebody there now that's like an artist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Hale into antiques. Like Fred Darrell was into antiques, wasn't he?
I think so.
Didn't he sell antiques?
He might have. Do you remember a blacksmith shop in that area? Jackson's?
No. And do you know a Nye girl that lives up there?
I know some of the Nyes are still around.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was working on my bricks, Barry Nye. And his father is in Ashfield.
Yeah.
And he's about your age.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nyes used to live catty corner from the brick store where the post office is now.
Mm-hmm.
And they also live way down on Main Street where Judy Williams lives now.
Mm-hmm.
Big house. That was a Nye house for a long time.
Then Sylvia, her mother passed. She used to make homemade rolls for everybody. At the church, she'd make the rolls. She was a very good cook. And she lives down it's almost in Apple Valley.
What's Apple Valley?
You don't
know
where Apple Valley is up there? Well, maybe it isn't anymore. You keep going on through on your way to
Savoy?
Windsor? Savoy. And there's a road on to the left that used to say Apple Valley on it. And you could go up there and buy apples from somebody, I forget who had them. And the knife. Was her name? Sylvia? Well.
Did you ever go to the ponds while you were up there?
Yeah, when I was a kid. In fact, my grandson went up there for a picnic this spring. He went up there for something. Is there a restaurant up at the pond anymore?
There is one nearby. Yeah, it's called the Hilltop.
I've been there, I think.
There's people on that pond all the time in little boats and fishing and just swimming.
Yeah.
So I think they push some sand in there every year. Yeah. So that's been going on since people were there.
Because there's a girl that works in my doctor's office that's from Plainfield. She lives out, way out that road somewhere. I don't even know her name, but I always ask her about Plainfield when I see her. And she tells me some of the stuff that's... And she's invited me to go up to the farmers' dinners they put on every summer. The firemen usually put on a... Not a muster. They have a dinner. The firemen have a big picnic.
Ah.
Have you ever been to that?
I haven't. No. Now, Memorial Day is a big day in Plainfield.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they did for the 4th of July? Did people just get together with family? Or?
I guess. Unless the firemen had something on 4th of July. Because I used to go up there for firemen. You would put on a big... And then maybe they had a bonfire.
And so you had your birthdays up there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Did they do anything special for you?
No. Just have a cake.
Now, can you remember any of the adults that came to visit your parents as like friends, who their buddies were?
Well, Abdullah Dyer and her sister, they used to know. Maybe your parents, did you?
Yeah.
Might have.
The Dyers or the Allens.
And then the doctor that used to be right next door.
Across the street?
Yeah.
Shaw?
Shaw. Shaw.
Hudson?
Dr. Shaw? Hudson? Yeah, those people.
Do you remember the Hudson girls?
No.
Clara Hudson? Or?
Mm.
No. But you remember Dr. Shaw?
Well, I remember my grandparents talking about them, and they used to do things together once in a while.
Did you know that in that house, his doctor's office is still there?
Yeah.
And it's just been left untouched.
Yeah.
It's like looking back in time when you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a neat place. Did anybody tell you stories about your grandparents? Like, do you remember anything your dad used to say about them?
No. Just that my grandfather... Well, they had a cherry tree out in that. And every year my grandmother would get hens. But she liked hens. They butchered them every year. But she liked having the chickens help lay eggs. She got her eggs from the chickens. She'd have chickens up here in Plainfield, and she'd have a batch in Florida, too, and get eggs from them. But then they butchered, because I can remember one year seeing my grandfather cut the head off of one and letting it go, and it was running around without a head.
Oh, goodness.
I never forgot that.
And there was a cherry tree in the back?
Yeah, there was a cherry tree. He had a cherry tree, and then he used to have Baldwin apples, and he had another kind, too. The Baldwins are the winter ones, aren't they? And then there was another... what are the other ones he used to have? He worked me all the time, and he used to wear long johns when he worked in the summer for insulation out in the yard. He wears to keep him cool instead of...
Doesn't sound very cool.
Yeah, but that's what he did. He insulated himself with long johns when he was working out in the sun.
So would you describe him as strict, or was he pretty much a nice guy?
Well, he was a nice guy, but he was so busy. Yeah. Never took time to play ball with us or anything like that. But he did build that house for us to play in.
Were there any other buildings in the back? So you have the shed, you got the barn?
No. Just a little playhouse.
Yeah. Do you remember a well at all?
No, not there. Unless there was one on the side. But we had the tap water thing, so they didn't need a well.
Yeah. When you were in Plainfield, was there anything that scared you? Was there anything that was creepy?
Well, one thing that I used to ride with him, he had an old car, and he'd deliver groceries to certain customers. The Moros, I think their name was. That he'd stop on his way down to Cummington and deliver something to them. And my grandmother, I used to wear a great big bow in my hair, and there was a dog at the Morris. And he took one look at me with that ribbon, and he barked like that. I was scared of him because he barked. But it was the bow that he didn't like, I think.
I'm glad he never caught up with you. When you think back on Plainfield, what kind of things make you smile? What were the happiest times?
Well, he had a lot, you know, up past the cemetery, up on the left, he had a lot. That when we had picnics, we used to go up there and have a picnic on a holiday sometimes. And he and the men used to kid about certain kind of cheese that used to stink. What kind of cheese?
Limburger?
Yeah. And they'd put it somewhere out there in the woods, and you could smell it all over the place.
Oh, they're playing little jokes on each other.
Yeah, played jokes on the Limburger cheese.
So you were there like in the late 20s and early 30s. Do you remember any changes happened because of the depression out there?
No.
I wonder if you still had the store then.
I don't know. I don't know how come he got rid of the store. Well, I guess he was going to Florida and he would have had to have somebody run it. Because he really got interested in Florida. Planted the orange trees and watched them grow to sell the fruit. But he had private customers. He packed the fruit and I used to marvel at. He knew just how many fruit in each row you're supposed to have. I didn't know that you had to do that but it was law that at so many, you packed a box of fruit, there had to be so many rows and back just so to sell them. And one of these, I thought I saw a picture. And I was looking at him today of him. Well, here's one of them picking fruit. And there's my grandmother. Was that with her chickens? Yes. With her chickens.
Can I see that one again?
Okay.
Thank you. She's with her chickens. Vine.
And this is the cistern in the house on the porch. In the house behind.
Right. Did you have other pictures of Plainfield or relatives from up there?
And there's another one of my grandfather and Susie
the horse,
and the cistern.
Do you look in that picture? Do you see the signs on the tree?
Yeah.
Do you remember what they said?
And there's my grandmother.
All right, here's one for you. Do you remember your grandfather putting a lantern out by the tree?
No.
I have a picture with an old lantern in there. So when you were there, there was electricity already. The house was already wired. Yeah.
Oh, here's my grandfather and Mary Wells, the girl that went down to help them. And that's the car with the fruit on it, packed, ready to bring up to be shipped up. They bring it up to Sanford and put it on a boat and ship it up here. And there he is with his tree.
So would you say he was a middle-class guy or an upper-class guy? Was he pretty well off compared to his neighbors with running all those stores?
I think so. Well, between being in pop, knowing the president and I don't know, he had money, I think.
Whose school picture is that? You're in that one, aren't you?
That's Burry. 5th and 6th grade. My sister June is in that one. That's my sister June.
Can I see the back of that one?
Yep.
I want to see the car. And now, is her name pronounced Mary?
Marie? Mary. M-A-R-I. Same as my aunt Mary. And she named one of her daughters Mary that married Charlie. Mary and Charlie. Can't think of his name.
He looked to be a real healthy guy. Pretty slender. What's this wood pile? June. June's your sister. I don't know where that porch is. That must be their Florida home. Girl Scouts in West Cummington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went up there one year to camp, and we had to wash our dishes in the brook.
U of Dam at camp. Fifth and sixth grade. Is this a school in Williamsburg then?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad the pictures came to you. Did your grandfather have a nickname at all, or grandmother? The other people
Lizzie.
Call Lizzie. You probably heard people call him Mr. Packard usually.
Yeah. Or Harold.
Oh, that's a pretty picture.
My mother.
These photos have really held up well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are all up in... Those are all plain field.
Oh, there's the shed. Oh, was the shed color red?
Mm-hmm.
With white trim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get this. Now it's white with red trim.
Oh.
And I just painted it all white. I got rid of the red trim. Oh, I wish I would have known that. I would have taken it back to the color it was. I love the vines growing on the house. And there was stairs in the front. That is a neat picture. You can see him in the back in a rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
1915. There's two little girls in the back of this car. 1914. Mary. Is that how you say it? Mary?
Mary.
Mary. And who's Dot?
My mother. Dot.
Huh.
Mary and Dot.
And they're on the front porch too. I'm going to get that porch fixed up next summer. I love this car. Can't make out who it says. Flyer? Elmer? Hodkins? Alita? And Auntie Winslow's dress. Does that sound familiar at all?
Winslow. Now, Winslow, somebody might have lived in where the in the Stetson house. Winslow.
And this is Dot again. Gosh, the dresses are pretty. I don't recognize any of these houses. There's the cistern again. Mm-hmm. And it was wood. You can see the wood right there.
Oh, now you've got the wooden one. That's good.
There's somebody named Leroy Billings.
Oh, the Billings lived down... It was the Billings, that must have been the father. Because I don't think the boy's name was Leroy.
Ah, there's like a pipe coming up and going into the cistern. So they were bringing in spring water for that. So everybody probably brought their horses there to get some water.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for a store.
Yeah.
You know, everybody comes there. Boy, that's neat to see so new. And no shutters. Yeah, this is a different place, I think. Nope, that's one there. Okay, this had a picture of a woman with a baby. And if this was about 1915, could the baby be... What year were you born?
25.
Maybe that's your mother. Because he looks pretty young in that picture. That doesn't look familiar. It's a different house. Big giant rock. Here's Dot on a horse named Susie.
Yep, that's Dot on Susie in her fancy riding clothes. Yeah, that Susie was supposed to be her horse.
There was a screen door on the door that goes up to the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, such a drop off. Was there like a concrete walkway there that went up to the door?
Yeah. It was a whole concrete that went all the way from the driveway into the sheds. All the way around to the porch. You could walk on that concrete and up, and just to step up onto the porch.
Wow. How did you get into the cellar? Did you get to it from the outside of the house?
Through the kitchen somehow.
And there was like a door in the back corner?
Corner of the kitchen that went down.
Did you ever go down there?
Yeah. Because they had great big barrels of cider. And
hard cider?
Yeah, I think they even had hard cider. And they stored stuff from the store down there too. Like cabbage and stuff like that.
Was it cool down there?
Yeah.
Dry?
Dry.
It's not so dry anymore.
No. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There, to get to it now, you go through the store.
Oh.
And right before you go through that door to the shed,
mm-hmm.
there's a door on your left that leads into the basement.
Oh.
But it's like two doors,
mm-hmm.
and then you come together and go down to the basement.
Oh.
So this is the kitchen one.
Uh-huh.
But the door's there, but on the other side, mm-hmm. they put cabinets, so you can't open it anymore.
Oh.
So that's how you remember getting there. Is there more trees? Oh, here's a whole bunch of kids out in front of the house. All boys.
Mm-hmm. John and Bud and...
I wonder who all those guys are. It's neat to see the kind of windows in the old house, too. You have the most important pictures of the house I've seen. Windsor Farms?
Windsor Jams?
Jams, that's
yeah.
It. Hester and Roger. Roy. Is there a Hector? Hixley? So was this your grandfather's or grandmother's
book, I guess.
Is it?
Or
I think these are giant apple trees. Dot and Belly. Does Belly sound familiar? Dot with a little girl named Belly or Belle?
I don't know. My mother. And somebody.
Here's a picture cut in half.
Uh-oh.
Bob Huxley, he got to stay in it.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Okay, so here's a guy with a dog. And he's standing in front of what looks like a little house. And underneath it says Bill Packard.
Yeah.
Who's Bill Packard? Is that a brother of Harold's?
There was some other Packards in Plainfield. I don't know if they're related or not.
I wonder who got cut out of that picture.
I don't know.
Oh, here's another one. Oh, that's right in the front yard. Right by the little shed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the downspout that's missing. I think those downspouts were made out of copper and somebody took them.
Oh.
Another shot of the house. Oh, with the barn. So just past the entrance to the store, there's an entrance into
the
barn.
There was a stairway that went upstairs into the upstairs storage area of the barn for the store.
Okay.
They used to store stuff up there for the store.
Somebody rocking a little baby. Oh, here's an angle that I haven't seen. See the back of the barn. See 6/6 windows. But on the house, the windows are four panes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone now. They've replaced the windows. This must be your grandfather. And grandmother. Yeah. It's neat to see him so young.
Mm.
Betty?
Yeah, Betty Stevens. She was...
A little baby here.
Yeah. She was Mary's oldest daughter, Betty.
There's a boy on what looks like a donkey or mule in the middle of the road. I don't recognize that barn there. Here's a big rock that's been cut in half. I wonder if that's up in Holly. A lot of pictures of women sitting on rocks. It must have been Harold again. Lots of people visiting Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful flowers from somewhere. Boy, here's a 10-horse team pulling some wagon.
There's one of a picture of them near the cistern.
With that big wagon?
Yeah, and somewhere in one of those pictures, I think.
Did your grandmother do all the cooking there?
Yeah, I think she did. And my grandfather used to eat with a knife. He even ate peas on a knife. It's funny, he used to eat with a knife. Instead of a fork, he used a knife.
Huh. June?
Yeah, that's my sister June.
Has a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of the store here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go in there. Get this one right. Little baby June. She's on a sled in one picture. Here is that horse again.
Susie.
Yeah.
Well, she was famous because she lived to be so old. I don't know if she ended up being 50.
They must have been feeding her something well.
Yeah.
Oh, here you can see the concrete coming off the house. And there's the cistern. So that's the Shaw house across the street. The entrance to upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. There's another house in Plainfield that's made out of brick.
Mm-hmm.
That looks a lot like theirs.
Oh.
And it has those marble tops right above the windows, mm-hmm. the white.
Yeah.
Well, I stopped there today because the house is falling apart. So
yeah.
I thought maybe I could get those and replace some of the broken ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're fake.
Oh.
They're wood painted white. To look like the marble on the corner house.
Mm-hmm.
So they were cutting corners there.
Yeah.
Here's somebody with a fish. Someone eating watermelon. Same guy. Ooh, here's a wedding that happened at the brick store. 1916.
Mm.
Could that be your parents?
I don't know.
Beautiful bride.
I don't know where they got married. They might have.
That's Florida. Florida. St. Cloud? Maybe that was in Florida. Here's two girls put together. Are you one of these girls?
I don't know. I don't think so, because that's a blondie.
This must be the horse again.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look in Plainfield to see if there's any records of Susie.
Mm-hmm.
If they have any pictures of her or anything. Did people stop just to see Susie?
Yeah, I think they did.
Irene. June again.
Mm-hmm. See, June was one of the first ones born, so.
Lots of pictures of her, though.
Yeah.
It looks like she has her own little cart there. There's Dot again. Another. Dad and Mom. So that must be, this must be your mother's
mm-hmm.
book.
Yeah.
love that picture. That's a great picture of the two of them in their younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, it's a big snowdrift there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess what the next picture is. Susie.
Well, she used to make the headlines in the paper.
Did you ever go up there in the wintertime?
She stayed in Cummington in my Uncle Ann's barn in the winter.
No, I meant, did you ever go up in the wintertime?
No. Because they were going to Florida by the time they'd spend the winter in Florida. And I think it was April 6th they'd come home every year in the spring.
Here's the picture of the 10 horses next to the cistern.
Oh.
I can't imagine what you would need 10 horses for.
I don't know what they were.
Huh. Beth. April 17th. David's Island, West Southport, Maine. Do you remember them going to Maine at all?
Yeah, because the Wellses, relatives of Wellses had a well store, and Chalmont ended up buying they had a place on an island up in Maine. And we used to go up there to visit some once in a while.
Summit House, Mount Greylock.
Oh.
Looks like a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great old car. The Altamonte. What a hotel they stayed at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was wonderful. That was like 20 pictures of people in Plainfield I've never seen.
Oh, that's good. Oh, there's any more? That were taken out of one of the books. Oh, that's Florida.
Is that your box of family treasures?
Well, it's junk. It's stuff that came from my mother's or from Florida up here. I don't know, she had all these
Does that look like the brick house in the back?
No, I don't think it is. That's another one. That's in Chalmont, I think.
Maybell? I like the little toys.
Mm-hmm.
See the little toys on the...
Yeah.
Is that a cat sitting there, too?
Yeah. Or a dog. I don't know. Can't tell.
Was music or art important to your grandparents? Did they have a piano or any instrument?
They had a piano, but my mother played the piano.
What room had the piano?
They might have had it in the store.
Okay.
But she played the piano, my mother. And she'd play, when we'd have big Christmas, we'd get together, and we had a big front living room with a piano, and after we'd eat, we'd all go in and sing hymns and stuff. She'd play the piano and we'd sing.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Do you remember any artwork up there? Do you have any artists in the family?
No, I don't think so. Mary Hall, one of Mary's daughters, did some art stuff. Pictures, and her daughter had a display of art stuff up in Worthington last year at the Worthington Town Hall up there. She had a display
oh,
of
neat.
Her artwork. And we went up and saw it. It was nice. The pictures she had painted of flowers and stuff that were nice. She lives up in Worthington, Mary. That's
a nice little town. I like that town. It's got a stoplight, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the only one in all the hill towns up there. I laugh every time I get stuck at that light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But do you have any idea who got the store after your grandparents lived there? You kind of seem like you kept in touch with Plainfield. Do you remember going to that place after your grandparents had passed?
Nobody had a store there again that I know of.
Would you drive by it just to see what changed?
Yeah, we did. We kind of kept an eye on it for a while. Because we were still wondering who got all those dishes. But then there was
Well, if
that.
It wasn't your mother, it had to be your aunt got them.
No, she didn't. Nobody in the family got them. It went with the house, kind of.
Oh, goodness.
Because we tried to get them, before it got sold to anybody, but they were hushed up. I don't know.
Huh.
Then that woman that lived down below there that used to have a sell stuff.
Maggie.
We used to go there and we'd ask her what happened to the dishes. I think she knew, but she didn't.
Hope she didn't sell them as antiques.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been what happened.
Yeah.
She Was that pantry still there in her store? Because she kind of went into where the kitchen was when I was there.
I don't know. We tried to find out. But she was kind of interested in those dishes too. So maybe she did get them and sold them.
Yeah. Especially if she was an antique dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all had that kind of brown pattern on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was a whole pantry full. And they had everything. All kinds of little fancy things that went with the set. Because he used to send for a lot of stuff and they'd come in big barrels from England and all over the place. My grandfather was a great one for doing that. For his wife, not to sell in the store, I don't think. For him to have for himself. Or his mother.
You mentioned that one family had a state girl. Is that like an orphan? Or someone whose parents are having a hard time, like a foster parent?
No, Mary, the one that went down and worked with my grandmother, she was a relative. She was one of her brother's daughters, I think. Mary Wells. That went down and stayed with her in the winter after my grandfather died, I think.
Yeah.
And then my mother kept the house after my grandmother passed. My aunt didn't go down as much as my mother, but my mother went down every winter. And then
the house in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my sister June and her husband and my sister Ruth, they both sold out up here and moved down to Florida.
To that house?
No, the area, Delmont Springs. Ruth and Harlan ended up at a big retirement place there in Florida.
That might be a nice change for winters from up here.
And June and her husband, she taught swimming in a private school. And then at her home she has now, she has a big, she has a beautiful big back porch, and it opens up and there's a big pool there. But her son had her by the pool, because if she was going to teach swimming, he wanted her to have the a nice pool, and he put it, he advised her to put it in, and her husband didn't really want her to have a pool, but her son helped her out getting the pool.
Well, Mary, I think I've taken enough of your time today. Well, thanks for putting up with all my questions.
That's all right.
It's nice knowing another cousin.
Mm-hmm. Well,